Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Pastaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Everybody, please. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Askatya Deshatarine Shri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitya Shri Gaubhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Nama Rama, Hare Hare. My dear devotees in the temple room, and also those of you who have joined us just now, due to our own mistakes where the technique was not working, we sincerely hope that there will never be a time when the technique works so much that the human qualities, the human interactions are replaced by technique. But this is another issue. We had a festival and many of us needed to sleep a little bit after it. It was so much a festival, morning, evening, night. So we regret and we excuse. No, we beg your excuse that we are late. But better late than never. So please join us as we are entering the heart of the holy name. Please chant from your heart. Be totally present, even if you are before a computer. Now chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Louder, please, louder. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time, please, everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And one more time, everybody, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hai bo! Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Ram Mohan Radha, Ram Mohan Tera Jai. Tapu pada. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. I warmly wish to welcome all of you to this installation of a series of seminar-like lectures on the heart of the Holy Name. With this title, we want to indicate that chanting can be done in an external, mechanical, automatic way, but it can also be done with the heart, with the core of one's emotions, with one's essence, so to say, with a deep and absorbed way. And such a chanting, where the chanter is absorbed in the chanting, where he really means his address to Krishna, his singing address, his address in song form or in japa form, gets to the heart of Krishna. The heart of the Holy Name is the heart of Krishna. And when a devotee can touch that divine heart, the transcendental heart, a type of reciprocation starts between Krishna's heart and his own heart that lifts his chanting from the level of mechanical and dry chanting to the chanting of an empowered, spiritually enhanced experience of meeting Krishna. Those of you who are new to this series, let me give you a little overview of what we are doing. We are first giving a little philosophical fundament for one particular practice which we teach, a practice that will help you to go deeper in your own chanting. Then we will actually do the practice, and after having done the practice, we will open the forum to all of you. That is, those of you who are in the temple room, the Goloka Dham community, as well as those of you whom I address by looking here into this camera, my online audience, which is the majority of people. Still, I do not wish to forget the living people who are here in the temple. So let us see. It is the first time in this series, and my first time to give an online presentation in a temple room with living, breathing individuals and singing individuals. So, good. I want to also respect your time and have to now go a little bit faster than I intended. I think I have said it already, but it's good to say it again. Please excuse us for the late start, but we have a good reason to be late. We had a very ecstatic festival, and all of us, including the tired technological crew needed to sleep under the tables. Hare Krishna. Please chant with me. Everybody now. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. My dear devotees and dear audience, chanting the sacred names of Krishna is not like another meditation technique. Chanting the holy names is actually a meeting, a divine meeting with Krishna. Srila Prabhupada addressed this when he gave a lecture to 20,000 people in a big Pandal program in Mumbai in 73. He said there, what is actually the essence of chanting? He said, you chant the Hare Krishna mantra and you will realize that gradually you are advancing to meet Krishna face to face. You chant and you will realize that gradually, step by step, you are advancing to meet Krishna face to face. Yesterday we were in a scientific conference and we said, many scientists said, according to the telescope which you look through in order to understand the world, you will get different results. If you look, for instance, through the telescope of quantum physics, you will see particles and waves. If you look through the telescope of a nature lover, you will see summer, autumn, spring, and winter. If you look through the telescope of what is it called? This esoteric science. The esoteric science, you might see ghosts and spirits. According to the telescope, or the way of exploration, the approach, one and the same thing will give you different results. There's this famous Indian story, I think you have seen and heard it many times, blind men who all stand around the same elephant and give a description of what they think this object is. Some say, who are holding the tail, and it's like a snake. Others who hold the legs say, it's like a pillar. Others who are touching the ears, which move back and forth, no, it's like a huge fan. And this way, they all have different interpretations because they look or experience or explore in a different way. My dear devotees, the same thing holds true when you approach the Hare Krishna mantra. For some, it is a meditation technique. For others, it's a meeting with God. And for still others, it's a fast way to fall asleep. The way you approach the holy name gives you entirely different results. So in the bhakti tradition, that's what we do. We are approaching Krishna to meet him, as Prabhupada says, face to face. That's a gradual process that is happening after making your personal spiritual journey. Then you come to this. But my dear devotees, so much of us chant already. Have you met Krishna face to face yet? Not so many will answer with yes. And those who have seen him will be silent. Why do we not meet Krishna face to face as we chant? Because although we try to move forward, we still have an anchor. And this anchor needs to be lifted up so that we can go. Just like in a boat journey. When you row a rowing boat, but you keep the anchor in the ground, you can use all your might and all your strengths, but you will not move forward. You will not reach the other shore of the river. This anchor, which holds the spiritual practitioner on all paths, and especially on the bhakti path, this anchor, which keeps him from moving forward, is the attachment to Ahang and Mameti. What's that? It's the limiting concept of I, the small I, the story which we tell ourselves. I am a man, I am a woman. No, you're not. You're an eternal part of God. I'm a businessman, I'm a writer, I'm a yogi, I'm a musician, I'm a blues singer. No, you're not. This is mine, my interest, my plan for my life. Yes, that may go on in the mind, but it is a mistaken plan. It's a mistaken my. You are a resident of the kingdom of bliss. You were born for great things. Why settle for the small I and the small mine? You were born an original. Why die as a copy of someone else whom you are imitating? Should I repeat? You were born an original. Your original constitutional position is that you are a unique spiritual soul full of bliss. Why should you die like an imitation of someone else who is an illusion? So chanting can bring you to that original position. It can bring you back. But if you keep your anchor in the material world, you can try as hard as you wish and you will not advance and meet your original Lord and your original destiny face to face. There in the guidebook on chanting, Harinam Chintamani, there is a statement about this. If one has heard about the glories of the holy name, but he still remains in the concept of I and mine. I am the body, and everything that belongs to this body is mine. Then this is an offense that will prevent the arising of pure love for the name. And a little later, these are not my words, these are Haridas Thakur's words. Can you digest some strong words today? No? Yes? Yes, good. He says, if a person continues to think in terms of I and mine, he is worthless, like a pile of ashes. We are all divine sparks, and to make that fire grow in us, that fire of divinity, that's why we chant the holy name. However, if we remain in the worldly concept, then no flame will come, just like no flame can come from a pile of ashes. No, there's a brown or black pile of ashes. You cannot ignite anything there. So in a devotee's heart, devotee is different, but in a person's heart, in which this concept of worldliness is still lingering on, the spark cannot rise and cannot develop. Wherever he goes, or whatever she tries, that I and my must be given up. Therefore, at least when you chant, and that's actually where we start, you should just forget for a while the I and mine story. It's only a story which the mind creates. And just sing for Krishna in a specific mood, which I will tell you just a little later. I mean, which we will learn just a little later when we go to the practical part. I once had a friend. He has died when he was 84, I believe. He was a famous German actor. Some of you who are a little elderly know him, Georg Thomalla. And he had made a few movies, one with Theo Lingen, very famous movie. Every child of my generation has seen that. And he, when he became older, he was restricting his acting career to the theaters because he wanted to be with live people and not just make a movie for you know, just something. So he invited me once to come to his program where he played a detective. I forgot if he played Sherlock Holmes, but it was a detective, and he had to solve a very complicated case, and there were so many complications, and he was acting on the stage, and it was really nice. And at one moment he said, all the actors stopped and stood like this. And then he moved and said, our production is stopped for a moment. I just want to greet my friend, the monk Satchinandan Swami. And then he made... And then the theaters continued on. So the important point is, when he was done, I met him at the backstage entry from the theater. It was in Berlin. He just came away from the stage. He had just left the stage. He was there, and he said, "Now my real life starts. On the stage, I am a big actor, but down here I am my real self." I think this is something like chanting. You know, normally in our life we are on the stage of this world, playing out our roles, I and mine. But when we chant, we go off stage, we go away through the back entrance, and we enter the real world. The real world of bliss and knowledge. We should not continue acting with the false roles which we play in the world. And this is a practical way to, in your practice, to chant. Just think in your mind, I'm now leaving the role behind. I'm leaving the mask behind. I'm now starting to interact as a real person with Lord Krishna. I'm calling for him, his names. Hey Krishna, hey Radhe, Radhe. I'm calling out to you. And then you will know what is chanting. Because you're chanting now from your heart. You're not chanting with your ego, with your false roles. And that reaches the heart of Krishna. And immediately he sends his, it's called the Kripa Shakti, the mercy which is the Shakti or energy which is in his heart. He sends it from his heart to your heart. And you will know the difference between stage chanting and real chanting. Hare Krishna. I'm often invited to chant also on the stage to new people. It looks like an Indian meditational music concert. And I always say, although I'm sitting on the stage, this is not stage chanting. This is devotional chanting, and you are not an audience. You are singers now. You are yourself priests of the holy name. You should enter the arena of yajna, of sacrifice. Leave your old things behind. Become the priest of the holy name, of the Nam Yajna. But for this to happen, the first and most important realization is that while you chant, you connect with the persons whose name you chant. When Srila Prabhupada had been in Mumbai, he immediately went to Australia in 73. And in Sydney, he gave a similar lecture like he had done in Mumbai. He continued his theme that chanting means meeting Krishna face to face. He said to his audience, see the effect of chanting this mantra. But you must know, it's up to you. If you begin chanting, you will feel the effect very soon. So this is called manmana. The effect is always thinking of Krishna. As soon as one chants Hare Krishna, immediately he remembers Krishna. He immediately remembers Krishna's activities, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's form, Krishna's quality, Krishna's attributes, everything. That is called to absorb the mind in Krishna. That means you immediately become a first-class yogi. And he quotes, Prabhupada quotes a verse from the Gita. You know this verse, yoginam api sarvesham matgatinantaratmana. Ah yes, this is the process. Chanting means yoga, the yoga of chanting, where you disconnect from the false ego and the world based on the ahankara and the illusions about yourself, and where you enter Krishna's world. Krishna's world that is more real than all what we find in this world, because this is like snow in the winter. It's today here, but tomorrow it is melted away. All right, now, because we started late, I want to now immediately go to the exercise, how we do that. And I would like to see, do you have bead bags with you? If you have, please put your hand in the bead bag. If you have not, I also have forgotten to bring mine. No problem, you can do this exercise without a bead bag also. To leave the world of I and mine, the material world, to exit the stage, so to say, there is an ancient process. It's called Bhuta Shuti. It means cleansing or refining the material elements. When we apply Buddha Shuddhi, this process to the chanting, it means refining the underlying consciousness related to the elements in the eye and mind. It means to purify yourself. The actual Buddha Shuddhi process is a very long process. It involves breathing. And at the same time, while you breathe, chant the different beach mantras of the elements, lam, hum, hum, and so on in the mind. And then you think of the illusory identity, which is full of material desires, and you then apply the fire breath and burn it, the old identity, mentally in meditation. And after having burned the false illusory identity, then you see an Amrita Bindu, that's a drop of nectar, coming on the pile of ashes of the old illusory self, and then the new person emerges. Then you have to do a few more things. I won't bore you. And then you can step into meditatively in the spiritual reality. It's a long process. I have been taught in it. It takes long. It's quite powerful, but it is very long. And it is... It works if you have a mystical inclination, but if it's the first time you do such things, it's just very yogic, the thing. In bhakti, the same idea of dissolving what is illusion and entering the reality is done in the Bhakti Buddha Shuddhi. And I want to teach you this. The other is the tantric Buddha Shuddhi. Tantric, by the way, is not what is done, and it has nothing to do with physicality, physical things. It has, it's a mystical process. So we have the principle of Buddha Shuddhi in the Vaishnav thing. It is a prayer done to Krishna. And I want to guide you into this, and then we will chant. Are you ready?
Yes.
Online audience, ready?
Yes,
yes, good. It means you have to stop multitasking, put the bag of chips to the side now. We need you completely, 100%. I just need to give an information to them. Go Krishna, be. Oh, this will be very powerful. You will not forget this. I request you to sit tall. And focus for a moment on the sounds which you are hearing at the moment. Maybe the sound of the ragini. Maybe the sound of the harmonium. Maybe we can hear other people breathing and moving as they find their comfortable sitting position. You're surrounded by sounds. Explore these sounds. This will help you to become aware of the present moment, what is going on right now. Now, start focus on your breathing. Just notice that you are breathing person. A breathing being. Become aware of your incoming and outgoing breath. Just observe the flow of your breathing for some time. This practice will calm your mind and prepare you for the next steps. Breathe in, and whenever you breathe out, lengthen the exhale a little. Make it longer. Go to the edge and a little over it. This will help you to breathe in longer. Smooth, peaceful, even breathing. Excellent. Now go one stage deeper. Go into your heart space. Here is the space where the real you, the self, the immortal soul is. And here in the heart, the space where the Lord of the heart also resides. We will now listen to the Buddha Shuddhi prayers. While we listen, we will follow the prayers word by word, meaning by meaning, expression by expression, and will make the prayer our own prayer. I am by nature the eternal servant of Krishna. But because of my misfortune, I have turned against him since time immemorial. I have turned away from him and have been identifying myself with the body and with the endless thoughts of my mind. In this way, I have continuously wandered in the repeated cycle of birth and death in the material world, suffering the burning threefold miseries. Now, as a result of some unimaginable good fortune, by the mercy of the Spiritual Master, I know that truly I'm the eternal servant of Krishna, and that I'm a tiny spiritual being completely apart from the gross and also the subtle body, from the I and the me of this world. Now, following the footsteps of a pure soul, I have obtained the good fortune of being able to serve his lotus feet. And the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan. From this space, we will now chant for some time japa, and after 5 or so minutes, we will go over into chanting or kirtan. Hare Krishna, everyone together. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As we switch over into Kirtan, I request you to apply what we have heard in the theoretical session. That is, to consciously exit the stage of your personal narrative, the story about yourself, which the mind keeps on repeating day after day, and arrive at the understanding that behind all of this, I'm an eternal soul who has come at the time of conception, 9 months before the birth, into the small little body, microbic body, it's just a sperm and an ovum. I've gone in there, and then it grew, the sperm and the ovum, and it has all grown into a big story, which is my present life. But just like I have come empty-handed, without this particular story of this particular life, I will leave when my time has come, and I will go on. I always was, I always am, and I always will be a small particle full of bliss, a part of the Supreme Lord. Now when I sing the kirtan, I want to be aware of that. I want to sing the kirtan from this place and want to address the Lord, requesting Him, please accept me. O Radhe, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. Please sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Please sing from your heart. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time, everybody, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
Sing from your heart, please.
Hare Rama.
Yes, very good.
Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Rama.
Sing one more time, please. From your heart.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, everybody one more time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Everybody please, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Oh, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram.
And everybody please, one more time. Let us remember what we heard today. Chanting is a devotional process of bhakti which helps you to move forward until you meet Krishna face to face. However, and essentially so, we have to lift the anchor of eye and mind to progress smoothly in this journey. For that, we will exit the stage of the false ego and the false world around it through the Buddha Shuddhi method, where we purify our consciousness so that at least theoretically we chant from a place of the soul. The soul who addresses Krishna by chanting his holy names. And please let us all do this for one last time. Please sing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
space. Just remain where you are now. Isn't that a nice place? A place free from sorrow. A place full of peace. The place for the soul. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. It was so much easier with all of you here. We have this session every last Sunday of a month, and every time we are extracting a principle from the Harinam Chintamani. We have almost finished that work. I mean, we have not finished the work, but it takes a few months to teach it every day. But we have extracted the principles which we wanted to extract, and now we will move on to the Bhajan Rahasya, the confidential secrets of worship. I will now give you a few announcements. Oh, sorry. I will now see what my team has told me. Yeah. Yes. We will now move into a question and answer session. Before this, I once again want to announce to all of you well, we do a lot on the Facebook, and that I don't even know when we do what, and I will not announce it now. But just I want to say to you, every last Sunday of a month, we want to really, 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 we go into the heart of the Holy Name, just like today. Only today we were late because of festivalo, and therefore it was late. Now I want to see if there are any questions, and I will focus this time on the questions from the live audience because it's such a rare opportunity for me to be with living, breathing devotees in one room. I'm very grateful. It's such a wonderful experience. And kirtan is so much better, isn't it, Gokrishna? We feel somehow the spirit more of the kirtan than if you have to imagine all those wonderful souls who sing before their computer and dance before their computer and eat chips before the computer while the program goes on. I saw that, you know, I saw once, and there was an Indian Mataji who had such a huge bag of chips, and by the end of the program, it was finished. I've never forget this. So let us see, are there any questions regarding what you have heard, or other questions relating to the subject matter of chanting? Yes, I can.
Thank you so much for your...
Oh, yeah, yes, yes.
Thank you so much for your small intimate retreat you gave us here. I have a question regarding something you mentioned a few days ago. Namely, you said that this process of chanting the Holy Name is not something that we imagine, and then it comes through this imagination, but it's real. So sometimes I was thinking about this, and I was wondering, what exactly is the difference
between an imagination? Yeah, I want to repeat your excellent questions to those who are watching this program online. The question, what was your good name, please?
Anna.
The question of Anna is that a few days ago Anna heard that chanting and the effects of chanting are not something that happen in our imagination. I remember I said that many religious processes are based on belief, on faith alone. But the chanting of the holy name is different. It's not that we believe in something. It is real. Now, how do you know that anything is real? It is when it has an effect on you, when it moves you in a permanent way. We say in German, die Wirklichkeit ist das, was wirkt. I heard this is from C.G. Jung. You know, reality is that which moves you, which has an effect on you. And the effect, the real effect, is the transformation of the heart. Anna, I had a realization the other day. As you know, I'm now practicing this path of Krishna consciousness for 50 years. And I saw pictures, a photo gallery of my life, which had been prepared by Narayani and her crew, her team. And there was one photo which showed me when I just started the process. And then I looked on this different me, this old me, 50 years ago, as the person which I am now. Who am I? Who I am now? And I must say, it's a different person, a different life, a different reality, a different perspective on reality. So if you're psychologically trained, you might say, yeah, yes, because you have a strong imagination. But I want to tell you another story which shows you something which didn't happen by imagination. It was in Mauritius. I had, we had gone there and done a three-day-long Kirtan festival. It was extremely well visited. It was very nicely announced throughout the island. It was covered in the newspapers on a regular basis, and people of the island heard about it, and in the course of the 3 days, we had many guests who came by, not just the devotees who had committed themselves to be there for the 3 days and chant. So when it all was over, many devotees wanted to speak with myself and other devotees who were there. A long line was there, and I noticed already, you know, that's what you do when you're tired and you want to really also eat something. You look how many people, and then you, so many, and then you orient yourself. Okay, maybe in 2 hours I will get something to eat. See, before singing you never eat. And then I noticed that there was this line, but at the end, not of the line, but at the back of the tent, way, way back, it was a huge tent, there was a man, and he looked dangerous. So the line was coming closer and closer. Then I noticed how the man stood up and went to the end of the line. It came also closer and closer. Then someone of the devotees talked to him, and he talked back. He was very, very, there was something moving him. And the devotee came to me and said, do you want to speak to him? He's quite in a fragile consciousness. I said, just give me one bodyguard, then I will speak to him. You know, that's when you are in public, you sometimes need to have protection. So it was someone where you really felt, oh. So he came close, And I looked him up and down and I said, "What's that in your pocket?" And he took it out. It was a revolver. And he said, "Yes, it's a gun." I said, "You wanted to speak to me? What is it about?" He said, "I took that gun and I was on my way to the beach. I wanted to kill myself because my wife had run away with a friend of mine. I was so disturbed. I was so absolutely destroyed and ruined inside that I thought the only way is I take the exit. But I came by your tent and I heard singing. When I went into the tent, I saw dancing people. I said to myself, let that be my last party." He didn't know what this was. Then I noticed it was not exactly a party like I thought, but it was you singing this. And as I sat and heard, something happened in me and I thought, no, I will not kill myself. I will talk with my wife and see what is the situation. If she wants to leave, let her leave. But I will not do anything rash or harsh. Anna, I have met many, many people like this. I just heard or read in His Holiness Shivaram Maharaj's new book about such a thing, a person who entered, who went to the forest to commit suicide, but he had forgotten something in the town. He needed to write a goodbye letter, and he met the devotees, and he got the book, and he started chanting, and so on. Chanting can really change and transform the consciousness. But your consciousness must be there when you chant. If the mantra comes here and your consciousness is in Estonia or Latvia or Sweden or wherever you are from, then how will the chanting cleanse your consciousness? It's somewhere else. When a guest comes in your house and you are not there, how will he talk to you? How will he influence you? So therefore, this and bringing the you together with the chanting is the real work. And once you do it, the chanting will take you away. We live about maybe 80 kilometers away from Berlin. To go into Berlin, when there is no car available, we take a train. And when the train arrives in the train station, our train station, I will not tell you, otherwise many, it has a name. When the train arrives at our train station, you have exactly 3 minutes, sometimes only 2 minutes or 1 minute and 45 seconds to get into the train. If you do, the train takes you somewhere else. If you don't get into the train goes without you and leaves you on the station. So in the same way, the mantra, you have to learn to absorb your consciousness, and then it really works for you. I've seen people at the hour of death who have heard the chanting and became peaceful. I must say I've seen this twice when I was chanting next to a dying person. I have seen this many times. Reality is that what works, or it's so nice in German language. Wirklichkeit ist das, was wirkt. It has an effect. So imaginations. Yes, placebos also work. They really work. Some say placebos work better than the pharmaceutical instrument in industry. There's a book, serious book about this. Not a conspiracy book. So there's real studies and research work. But it doesn't act like that. It doesn't transform the consciousness and makes you turn to Krishna and give up bad habits which you are attached to. But you have to learn this art to chant with absorption. Very important. Let me secretly look at the wristwatch now.
Thank you,
Anna, for this question. Yeah. But our time is over, and I think we should respect the time. What we can do is, let me finish the online presentation here, so that those who have reserved 1.5 hours for this program can also sign off and go quickly off. And we can just continue to answer more questions here live in the temple room, or sing one more time. No? Yes? Good. So let me just end it. Ekanti asked a question. Where is reality? Is it here or is it in the camera? Ekanti, your question will engage my mind for 20 years. It's so profound. So here are the announcements. My dear devotees, friends, and so on, we in the Sharanagati team are committed to serve you on your spiritual journey. How? Every Sunday we upload a new version of Above the Clouds. What's that? It's a program, a podcast program, only 15 minutes, where we hear a verse from the Bhagavatam and the essential principle from it and how to apply it for the next week. It's really like living the teachings of the Bhagavatam. You can find this I will tell later where to find it. Every last Sunday or sometimes Saturday of the month, we have this Heart of the Holy Name program, this one which we had here. And every Friday, second Friday, I wanted to say, every second Friday of the month, we have a beautiful session called Gaura Meditation. It's really ecstatic. It's the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And then we meditate and enter, learn a little bit to enter the pastimes. It's starting it's training for entering the pastimes. Where do we orient ourselves? All this is on the Facebook, which bears my insignificant name. So you type on, what do you type on? In Satchinandan Swami, and rumps, you are on my Facebook page, and then you can find all these announcements and many, many more things which go on, but we don't need to talk about it. You, if you're interested, please check us out. This is how we say in London, no? Check us. So, very good. With this, I will say goodbye now to my online audience. It's always a pleasure, and let's stay together. If we do this Sunday, means last Sunday of the month, for some time, we will end up as ecstatic chanters, ecstatic human beings. I thank you very much. See you all in 4 weeks' time, or maybe in between, when you look at other things which are there, other presentations. For now, Hare Krishna. We are out of the net, the entangling web, the net of the spider. You know, once after an online presentation, I went like, I'm so happy it's over. But it was not switched out. So I'm very serious. Meditate. Meditate more. And then all of a sudden they see the other face of Satchidananda Swami. It's over. And, you know, das war nicht glaubwürdig. how to translate that into English. That was not consistent with the image I want to produce. So somehow, I think it was Ram Govinda, you? It was Vanu Nandini who somehow got again back into the internet and chased this little part with five dogs and got it out, no? Yeah, Hare Krishna. What? Ram Govinda, yes. We have also other internet adventures. Once I gave a preaching program, a program like this on the glories of the holy name. And there was all the time on the chat box, you know, Jesus is the only way, this is demoniac, the holy name. And, you know, it was a fundamental Christian who was agitated about the information. The next thing we noted is a note from Facebook. Your content is abusive. Also, ihr Inhalt ist... wie sagt man in Deutsch, abusive. Was? Ist Missbrauch. Missbrauch. I really felt das ist der wirkliche Gebrauch. This is the real use of the internet to enlighten and uplift the audience. And somehow it must have been that Christian who, nicht, also Christian religion, who had used his influence into Google. He must have been very influential to kick us off the Facebook. We couldn't use the Facebook for. Then I thought, this is too much. We will make a revolution in Google. Then I called Ram Govinda. He's in our team. And I said, can you speak to Google? Me to Google? No one can speak to Google. They have 50. You can't reach these. Because imagine every internet user would like to go to this address. It's impossible. But then Ram Govinda remembered that we have one devotee friend who lives in the Silicon Valley, who used to work in the Google, the high control of the internet, you know. And he somehow got into that highest echelon of Google. Google, you know what that is, a huge, huge, huge concern. And he said, you have to allow Satchidananda Swami. His content is very good. It is spiritual. Like this. And they said, well, we can only, someone who's removed, we need to meet all the executives and decide to put him on again. And we are at the moment dealing with Donald Trump, not with Satchidananda Swami. There was some problem with Donald. That I've also learned, never say something where, you know. So there was a problem with the previous president, Trump-G, you know, and who am I next to this problem? You know, small, no problem. But he said, no, he's a good man, he's a monk, you know, and it is not, it's abusive to put him off the internet. And then they met about Donald Trump and Satchidananda Swami. I'm so such a small person, small audience, you know, not millions of people, small group people, audience. And of course, they immediately saw this was some Christian who had used his contacts, had maybe paid money and so on. And they immediately put me on Kluck. And here I said, So yeah. We have some adventures to tell. I could tell you more, but time is now for serious things. Thanks for Krishna consciousness. So, do you have any questions regarding chanting, regarding something else? Yeah? Yes, one question?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. I discussed with some senior devotees that when you're practicing for a few more years, Krishna consciousness, we become more aware that then we truly pray to Krishna to give us, to help us to advance, or when we pray for pure love of Godhead, or that Krishna's task to purify us, and we become quite careful to say such prayers from our heart.
Because it might be quite intense what Krishna does, yeah.
And we realize that we actually very much cling to our stories, and it's not so easy to just let go and to just pray from the heart or to surrender. So what would be your advice? How can we get more courage? And is there a way to pray to Krishna that he does his purification in a soft way?
Soft way. Hare Krishna. Have you all understood the question? Yes, I think because now we are here through the loudspeakers. When we pray to Krishna, he might take his axe and cut all our illusory attachments to this world, and that might be a painful process. I'm rephrasing your question. And is there a way to ask Krishna to make it softly? What I have found out that the philosophy of bhakti has very often two paths to offer to the same question, two ways of approaching the same question, two ways of acting to reach the same goal, not always only one. The whole Bhagavad Gita is based on this principle. It gives recommendations to the jnanis who like the intellectual path, the meditative path. Krishna gives recommendations to the kamis who wish to enjoy this world and who also want to come to him. Krishna gives instructions for the devotees who want only him and so on. Not just one way to God, many ways to God. And as far as this question of purification, your particular question is concerned, I have found two or three answers to this. The first answer is, how should a devotee who is still attached to this world conduct himself? And the answer to this question is yukta vairaga. He should engage the things of this world in Krishna's service. If you have, for instance, the skills you like to sing kirtan for Krishna. If you like to present philosophy, give presentations for Krishna. If you'd like to clean for Krishna, use your particular attachments in the service of Krishna. This will gradually purify you from I and mine. You know that narrative. That's one answer. The second answer is very different for different people. That Krishna When he sees that his devotee is still attached to this world but wants to make progress, he takes everything away from his devotee. That's the hard way. There is a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Bhagavatam. It comes in the section where Yudhishthira asked the Lord. We see that the worshippers of Lord Shiva are living in material opulences, but the your devotees of the Lord, they are very often, my dear Krishna, poor and poverty-stricken. You have seen the Babas in Vrindavan, how poor they are. They have nothing, not even a chatter in the cold winter. At Braj Care, we need to distribute chattas to them. Because, and Yudhishthira wonders, Shiva sits naked in the Himalayas, he has nothing, yet his devotees live in opulent homes and have money. Vishnu, you are surrounded, or Krishna, with Lakshmi, everything you have, yet your devotees are so poor. I can't understand. And then the Lord gives this answer. When I show someone my special mercy and I see they are attached, then I take everything away they are attached to. Prabhupada said that this second thing was done to him by Krishna. He said he had just opened a factory, a new factory for medicines, eine Arzneimittelfabrik. Ja, versteht ihr? Medicinal factory. But he had not yet insured it. So one day he received the message his whole factory had burned down. He had put every little penny into this. He had borrowed money. It had all burned down in a fire, and that he didn't get back anything from the insurance because it was not insured. Then Prabhupada said, Krishna took everything away from me. When I came to your country, I had left my family. My family, I couldn't maintain my family. Even the family was gone. He said, I had seen this coming because my spiritual master had called me in the dream that I should follow him. And I was horrified. But now, Prabhupada's voice chokes. I have so many sons and so many daughters. And Krishna has given me so many other things. This is all the mercy, is something like this. So this is the second way. Krishna takes away. He comes as Lord Nrsingadev, and he rips your reality into shreds. Also, wenn ihr das in Deutsch haben hören würdet, dann würdet ihr in Ohnmacht fallen. So eine heavy Sprache ist es. So, but then it's the third way. It's a way which is expressed in the Bhagavatam in the fifth canto, that when your devotee, when the devotee engages in Krishna service, but he still has material attachments. And then the Lord says, I fulfill his material attachments, but in such a way, in a special way, that he will not repeatedly, again and again, be attached to the same thing, but he will, in the end, only want my lotus feet. And in the purport of this beautiful verse, it's in one above the clouds, in one of the, you know, the old Above the Clouds podcast, this verse. In the purport, Prabhupada says, quotes a beautiful passage from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Krishna explains in his own loving words, how he feels when a devotee approaches him with material desires. He says, my devotee sometimes has material desires. He's a little foolish because he thinks these desires will make him happy. He thinks like this. But I'm not a fool. I am experienced, says Krishna. So I will tactfully give him my lotus feet, and then at the same time, when he has the taste for my lotus feet, I will take away his material desires. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives an example of how the Lord feels like this. The Lord is just like the father. He sees his little boy eats dirt. All dirt. Have you also eaten dirt when you were a young boy? I have. There are pictures my mother showed me. Somehow you like to eat. I ate also things which I will not tell you. I was so wild. Then the father sees, my child eats dirt. There could be some bacteria inside. Not COVID. something even more heavy could be inside. So he thinks it's enjoyment, but he might kill himself with this dirt. So he says, oh, I've brought this very beautiful sandwich for you. Wouldn't you like to eat the sandwich? And he puts the sandwich in the mouth of the child and then secretly takes away the dirt. And the child eats sandwich. Oh, one more, father, one more. And he eats more sandwich, and this way the child has a higher taste. I believe Krishna does, you can be in all these three. Hare Krishna, danke, aber danke. In all these three ways, you can go. Either you engage the devotees who are attached could engage their attachments in Krishna's service, or they could pray to Krishna, please take it all away, and then they should not lament when Krishna does it. When you say, oh, please take everything away which is harming me to go to you, and boom, the next day, everything is there, and you stand in your underwear on the street. It's not exactly like that, but I'm just jokingly saying like this. Or the other way, that you recognize you're attached, and you recognize that some of this is harmful for my spiritual life, and you pray to Krishna, nevertheless, please accept my service. Please accept my service. And as you gain more taste in bhakti, the other things will fall away. Three ways. And this is so nice in this whole bhakti tradition. There is, for everyone is something. It's not just one shoe fits all, you know, and then you try the shoe and then, oh, the foot pains so much because it doesn't really fit you completely. Have you ever tried to go in a shoe which is not your size? It's painful. And the Lord does not interfere in our freedom. He wants that we come on our own. This is the beauty of the Lord. We have a very, very nice Lord. Best Lord, only Lord. Hare Krishna. So, any other? I think maybe we should just have 5 minutes kirtan. Is that good, Nigraha Babu? Or is 5 minutes kirtan? Yeah? Good. And then we will end. I know we have also one part of the program coming. So, this more private part, I will not announce it. Schön, dich zu sehen mal wieder. Christian, ne? Christian, ja. Ja? That takes a little long. Yes, yes, please. If we can talk today, it would be nice.
Okay.
Or are you too tired?
Whatever fits you best.
When we talk, we become inspired in the heart.
Okay.
No?
Okay.
Yeah. Should be. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hari Vyasadev. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
I will come. Idea. Why don't we turn to the deities? Then we can just more focus on Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Namo Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare. Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Sing, sing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna,
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare
Aditi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Namo Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody please sing one more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Please, everybody, one more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama And everybody please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Shri Radhe Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Shri Radhe Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Shri Radhe Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jai Jai Sira. Hare Krishna. Very, very, very happy, very grateful that you all came and you so kindly sang with us from your heart. And we're such a wonderful audience. Thank you all very much. And I wish that you may be happy in your life. That you, yes, that you may be free from distress. And that you may be able, actually, in the times which are coming, to see the good and focus on the good and make that become greater by your effort, by your life, by your thinking. May you all be full of inner peace. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.